It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike is in Oceanside. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. What's up, Mike?
Hey, bub.
Sala doesn't know the answer of Rodgers playing yet because Rodgers hasn't made that decision. If anybody thinks it's anybody but Rodgers' decision, they're out of their mind.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It's Robert Sala's the head coach. And if Robert Sala said that he didn't want Rodgers to play in the preseason, then why should Rodgers even contemplate playing?
You don't think with Rodgers on the team, he makes more of the decisions for himself than Sala does?
But don't you think that's a problem?
It is a problem. Rodgers is a problem.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I'm going to go that far that Rodgers is a problem. Why do you say he's a problem? Just because he's the one calling the shots?
His arrogance is what just is going to be the ruination of him.
All right, so let me ask you this here, Mike. Stick with us. All right, so again, somebody else is not an Aaron Rodgers fan. I could just tell, and that's fine. He's got a lot of detractors out there.
No, I actually was a Rodgers fan.
You were, which means you're no longer a Rodgers fan, and that's fine. Yeah, I could care less. Yeah. What I'm saying, though, the arrogance, that's very easy to call this up here with the fan and say, Rodgers is arrogant. That's going to derail the season. Can you be a little more direct, a little bit more substantive? Like, what do you mean? It's lazy.
He comes across as a me player, not a team player.
Okay, give me a direct, tangible reason why you believe that. Outside of the 2 days in Egypt, I agree with that. What else?
But even last year, he comes to a new team and he's got to go to a hideaway retreat. This and that. Instead of embracing
he didn't miss anything last year. He didn't miss anything. Remember, he went in the darkness before he decided that he was going to go to the Jets.
Right, and he came out and he embraced being here, as BT said before, going all these games, taking his teammates to Broadway plays, doing everything he can for the teammates. And if you ask his teammates, they love him. All the teammates love him. As a matter of fact, almost to the point where they look up to him as opposed to the head coach.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.